today, we'd like to study the title of a covering in the 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 1 to 16. To online raise people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 3, but I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, the head of a woman is a man, and the head of Christ is God. What does the word of head mean in this context? Question 2, in verse 11, nevertheless, neither is a man independent of a woman, nor woman independent of a man in the Lord. What does it mean? Last question 3, in verse 16, but if anyone seems to be contentious, we have no such custom, nor do the churches of Jew. What does it mean? In order to understand today's text, we'd like to see brief background. First of all, we are seeing terminology. Number one, tradition, passing down of teachings, beliefs, practice, and so on from the past to the present. Number two, custom, established social accepted practice. Number three, culture, the particular system of art, thought, and custom of a society. Last one, habit, customary behavior. That source, Longman Dictionary of Contemporary English, written by the Pitman Press in England. Book of Acts, chapter 18, verse 11. And he continued there a year and 6 months teaching the word of God among them. So disciple Paul said, book of Acts, chapter 18, he taught the word of God to Corinthians Christians for 1 year and 6 months. Then today he received a letter, the question about custom or tradition. So he responded to the questions. In the previous chapter 10, Paul taught the way to do all to the glory of God would determine whether or not we can eat the food offered to idols. Last chapters we already covered. So when you are invited by certain person, that person prepared a food to you. So if nobody knows that food was offered to idols other than God, don't raise any question. Just enjoy, eat it, because all food came from God. So on the other hand, somebody invited you, prepares the food, but somebody knew that their food was offered to idols. That case, you should not eat it because they might be offended by your fellowship, your relationship with idols, because their food was offered to idols. So 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, to 33, therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give no offense either to the Jews, or to the Greeks, or to the Church of God, or to Christians, just as I also please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be save it. Paul said, whatever you do, teaching, practice, tradition, custom, or culture, do all to the glory of God. Do not offend the others and the Church of God or the Christians, but seek others' profit for salvation. Notice that on this text, three contrast conjunctions. Verse 3, but. Verse 11, Nevertheless, verse 16, but are used beyond the bond between man and woman. So contrast conjunction meaning totally different way. For example, we are talking about south, then contrast conjunction, now we are talking about the north. For example, we are talking about the east, so contrary conjunction, then we are talking about west, totally opposite way. First one, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. I am an example for you. Be followers of me just as I am a follower of Christ. Like a teaching assistant and teacher. So teaching assistant helping how teachers is teaching a certain problem. So that is disciple, a role of a teaching assistant over Christ the teacher. So imitate me or follow me just as I also imitate following Christ. Verse 2, now I pray to you, I command you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the traditions just as I delivered them to you. So traditions or ordinances, so which meaning Corinthian Christians kept previous disciple Paul's teachings for 1 year and 6 months or so, as well as previous chapter 10, the disciple teaching the tradition whether or not you may eat the food and offer the to idols depending upon knowledges, kind of thing, just as I delivered them to you. Verse 3, but, which meaning contrast, new teaching or new practice which you do not keep. That's why, but I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, the head of a woman is a man, and the head of Christ is God. What is a head? Head is basically man's head is Christ, woman's head is a man, Christ's head is God. In verses 8, 9, 10, in this context explanation, head means creation, created from in God's authority. Because verse 8 said, for man is not from woman, but woman from man. Nor was a man created for the woman, but woman for man. So which meaning woman is created for the man. So then is verse 10, for this reason, the woman ought to have a symbol of authority on her head because of the angels. So here's authority or power. So head means created from in God's authority. So verse 3, man's head is Christ, is man is created from Christ in God's authority. Woman's head is a man, which meaning woman is created from man in God's authority. Christ's head is God. Christ is created from God. So then, verse 4, every man praying over prophesying, having his head covered, dishonored his head. So covered by a veil or a long hair, that is dishonored. Why? Men's heads covering, no tradition in Corinth. Because in Corinthians, here is a disciple explains Corinthians tradition or culture by creation order in God's authority. So Corinth was a wicked city. In the Corinthians custom, the women covered their heads by either coverings or long hairs. But prostitute women had their short hairs or shaved their heads without any coverings. There were over 1,000 prostitutes from the temple of Aphrodite there at the Acropolis of Corinth, and they would come down into the city. The money that was earned would support the temple of Aphrodite. On the other hand, men had their short hairs and did not cover any coverings, but male prostitutes covered their heads by either coverings or long hairs. Like Samson, the Nazarite, in Judges chapter 16, verse 17, that he told her all his heart and said to her, "No razor has ever come upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaven, then my strength will leave me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man." So here is Corinth custom. Man has not long hair, unlike Samson, Nazarite. So his head covered dishonor in his head, but every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered, but instead of man, woman head was covered. Uncovered dishonors her head, for that is one and the same as if her head were shaved. So bald head, the same is a shameful too. Here is praise prophesies in every woman. By creation order in God's authority, woman is not allowed to teach adult man, but to pray, prophesy, teach young women and children, and preach aloud. So 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12 said, "And I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, adult man, but to be in silence." How about Titus chapter 2, verse 4? "That they admonish or encourage the young women to love their husband." So older women encourage young women to love their husband, to love their children. So women are allowed to teach young women and Sunday school children. Also John chapter 20, verse 16 to 18. So allow preaching Jesus Christ. Here Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren," or Jesus' disciples, "and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Simply, our God, our Father. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. So these things is basically the reason Jesus will ascend to the Father. Also, Luke chapter 35 to 38, prophetess Anna. Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and had lived with a husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years who did not depart from the temple. So 84 plus 7, now 91 years old, but served God with the fastings and prayers night and day. So fasting and prayers, and coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke over him. So spoke Jesus Christ, about Jesus Christ, to all those who looked for redemption in Jerusalem. So women, according to God's authority or God's creation order in God's authority, so women were allowed to every ministry, prayer, prophesying, preaching, and teaching young women, teaching young children, except adult men. So that is according to the Bible. So verse 6, for if a woman is not covered, let her also be shorn, which meaning her hair be cut. But if it is shameful for a woman to be shorn, or woman hairs to be cut, or shaved, bald head, let her be covered. For a man indeed ought not to be covered his head, because he is the image and glory of God. But woman is the glory of a man. So here is basically disciple explaining the woman is created from man in God's authority. Man created from God in the image of God. Here, verse 8, for man is not from woman, but woman from man, nor was man created for woman. So woman was created the rib of Adam, but woman for man. For this reason, the woman ought to have a symbol of authority on her head because of the angels. So a covering her head, so symbol of authority on her head, which meaning a covering her head. You know, covering is a symbol of his, God's authority because of the angel. Angel, the servants of God, authorized by God. So because of authorized by God, servants of God, that's that they are in angels. So simply, the her head covering is a symbol of authority. They're authorized by God through angels. Verse 11, nevertheless, totally contrast with the creation order in God's authority. Neither is a man independent of a woman, no woman independent of a man in the Lord. So mutually dependent equally. So 1-2 verse 10, disciple is talking about, looks like a vertical, you know, God, you know, then man, then woman. But the verse 11, totally horizontal, each other. So neither is a man independent of a woman, nor woman independent of a man. So mutually dependent equally, equal commitment and cooperation. So for example, Galatians chapter 3, verse 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, neither man nor woman, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. So here is verse 11, declared equality. Verse 12, for as a woman came from man, that is created from man, even so man also comes by woman or through woman, which means by woman's birth, but all things are from God. Judge among yourselves, is it proper for a woman to pray to God with her head uncovered in Corinthians custom? Not proper. Does not even nature, the in sense of a little, the far from creation order in God's authority, even nature itself teach you that if a man has long hair, it is a dishonor to him. Because the Corinthians, the custom, the man had no long hair except male prostitute, that is by nature or reasonably, that is not reasonable. So, but if A woman had long hair, so the woman covers her head by a long hair. It is a glory to her because her hair is given to her for covering. So indeed, her long hair is covering her head. Verse 16, but if anyone seems to be contentious, or somebody may argue against Paul's this teaching, we have no such custom, such as women praying or prophesying with head uncovered. No such custom in Corinth, nor do the churches of God. The churches of God do not contend his teaching inspired by the Holy Spirit. So that is, we see. Let's see each question answer. Question one in verse 3, but I want you to know that the head of every man is Christ, the head of a woman is a man, and the head of Christ is God. What does the word of head mean in this context? Through verses 8 through 10, we understand this the head of meaning creation order in God's authority. Question 2, in verse 11, nevertheless, neither is a man independent of a woman, nor a woman independent of a man in the Lord. What does it mean? That is, a man and woman are mutually dependent, equally. So that is an equal commitment and cooperation required. Question 3, in verse 16, but if anyone seems to be contentious, we have no such custom, nor do the churches of God. What does it mean? Somebody might contend against the disciples' teaching, this teaching. We have no such custom as a woman uncovered in praying or prophesying, nor do churches of God. The churches of God do not contend the apostles' teaching inspired by the Holy Spirit. Let's just sing song all together. The last song, page 2, number 3. Page 2, number 3.